Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm your pal, Kate Spencer.
I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
I think you're my pal, Dori.
Oh, thank you, Kate. I am your pal.
Thank you. And listeners, we're your pals because this is a mini episode, which is where we hear from you, we share your comments, your thoughts, and answer any questions you might have to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And we really, really love to hear from you. If you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. Put it in your phone. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
Let's kick things off with an email.
Take it away.
From a listener.
D.
All right. I shall. Hi, Kate and Dori. I'm really excited about how I've simplified my skincare routine and needed to share to someone, and I didn't know who else to go to. I'm also attaching a picture of my face so you can make a call for yourself on whether or not it's satisfactory.
It was a great picture. Of course, it's any picture anyone sends us is satisfactory.
Some context. I'm 26, live in the Midwest, hello humidity, have oily as F skin. That's what she wrote. And have dealt with cystic acne all my life. I was an MLM junkie and used very complex ingredients in a 5-step process every morning and evening. And after listening to Forever 35 and Natch Butte extensively in 2019, decided to overturn my routine to cruelty-free, vegan, and XX-free products. What does that mean?
I don't know. Hormone?
Oh, maybe. And boy, oh boy, did my skin react. Skincare steps. 1. Evening, part 1, Drunk Elephant Best Number 9 Jelly Cleanser. This has changed my skin completely.
Okay, when I read this, I was like, gotta buy it.
I mean, I haven't heard such a rave about this cleanser.
No.
She loves it.
Piqued my interest.
Evening, part 2, Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner. Evening, part 3, my Garden of Life Probiotic, which I fully believe has made my gut healthy and my skin much less reactive to eating dairy and processed foods. Used to get really bad acne with dairy and eggs especially. 4, morning part 1, micellaire water, currently with Garnier, which is not a cruelty-free brand, so I would love to hear a refresher on Dori's recommendations for my next purchase. 5, morning part 2, Thayer's Witch Hazel Toner. And for the 2 months of the year that are freezing and dry, I use a Trader Joe's gel moisturizer in the evenings while I sleep, and I sleep with a humidifier, and I slather Vaseline. Ugh, if only there was a vegan equivalent on my lips to keep them protected. I want to thank you guys for helping me with this. The routine is extremely simple, but has taken months of trying out your recs and listening to your pod to hone into what my skin truly needs, and I was able to do it at a relatively affordable price point, a per-day cost of about 66 cents a day. And for those days when acne does pop up, I add Grace as my top product in my skincare routine because acne is normal, and I remind myself to love my face those days too.
That was my favorite line.
The best.
Grace as my top product. What a beautiful end to that email, listener. And your photo, I will say, was so wonderful because you were beaming. You were smiling and you just looked full of joy.
I would be remiss if I did not mention one thing.
Go on.
I would love for you to start wearing a sunscreen.
Great call.
Thank you.
Even if you're in a cold place.
Even if you're in a cold place, I would love to see you just putting on that sunscreen every morning. Also, you know, look, if this is working for you and you don't have to use moisturizer except a couple months out of the year with the gel moisturizer, great. I think most people, they would find this routine too drying, but it apparently works for her. So
and they sleep with a humidifier.
Yeah. So yeah. Who am I to say?
Who are you? But you are the right person to say wear a sunscreen.
I am the right person to say that.
You can say it.
Please wear sunscreen.
All right. Let's hear from a listener over the voicemail.
Let's do that.
Hey, Kate and Tori. I was just calling because I just saw that you guys won iHeartRadio Awards Best Beauty Podcast. And I just wanted to say that I'm so proud of you. And it's awesome. And I felt like sharing it with the world that my friends won a podcast, even though I know that you don't know me. And I also saw that your Minnesota correspondent, Nora McInerney, won as well. And I just wanted to say that I think you are also deserving of winning. And congratulations. All right. I love the pod and have a great day. Bye.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's really kind.
That's so sweet.
It was a thrill. We talk about it on an upcoming full-length episode.
Yeah, on this week's full-length episode.
We will get into it.
Great and gory detail.
Oh, gory detail. But that's very nice. Thank you.
Yeah,
and
thank you so much.
It was a true honor, and it's a thrill to get to make this podcast. So
yeah,
all we want is to make you proud.
Yeah.
So thanks. Someone else commented on our award, but that wasn't the focus. They said, hi, congratulations on your award. So well deserved. Thank you. I saw your Instagram story mentioned press on nails and I had to write in. I am a huge fan of press on nails and use them all the time. I used to love gel manicures, but they were expensive and bad for my nails. A regular polish manicure chips so easily that I always feel like I wasted money on a manicure that I ruined in a day or two. Now I wear Impress stick on nails and I love it. It looks like a gel manicure, but costs about $7 and I can do it at home. I buy them at CVS or order a bunch online from the website once a year. I actually found a few sets on Poshmark recently, which was a fun surprise. So excited that Kate discovered the magic of a press-on manicure too. Did I ever, listener?
You sure did. You talk about this as well on our next full-length episode.
Yeah, this changed. I used to love press-on nails when I was a kid.
Who didn't?
And recently I saw a friend and I complimented her manicure and she was like, oh, these are press-on nails. So then I went and got them myself and I can say they're great and they stay on.
Yeah.
Like they are on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about them popping off.
How do you take them off?
You apply a little bit of nail polish remover around the edges.
Oh,
kind of let that sit for 60 seconds. And then I kind of use the little stick that it comes with to peel them. Yeah. Gently away from my nail.
Lovely.
Yeah. So thank you, listener. And shout out to all my press-on people, my fellow press-on heads. Press heads. That's what we're called, Dory. I don't know if you know that. There's a whole world of us. All right. We have a book recommendation that I was intrigued by. I want to know if you've read it. Here it is.
Hey, longtime listener, first time caller, calling from Los Angeles. And I had a book recommendation for Kate in particular, but I could see how both of you would enjoy this. It's the newly released Uncanny Valley, a memoir by Anna Wiener. I'm sure this will be totally on y'all's radar, but as somebody who shares Kate's sentiment about social media, I figured you would find this extremely eye-opening and enraging in the most positive way, and that it would inspire you, possibly, like the way it's inspired me, to continue to stay off social media. So I would recommend checking it out. Thank you. Love the podcast. Bye.
Have you read this one, Dory?
No, but it's on my radar.
It's on your TBR list.
It's on my TBR list.
Which I actually think it's the perfect book for you because you wrote a whole novel about startup culture.
I'm very interested in this book. I have not had a chance to actually read it yet, but I'm kind of dying to read it. It's a memoir of her time in Silicon Valley. She wrote an essay for N+1 a few years ago that I don't know if it was like the basis of this book or kind of inspired this book, but it was about working in Silicon Valley and it was amazing. And I'm like scared but excited to read her book.
I'm very curious as to how it's going to make me want to stay off social media. Because I already want to be off of it, but sometimes I just can't resist.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Thank you. I've added that to my list. I love a book rec.
Totally.
Thank you, listener.
Let's take a short break.
Let's do it.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done a consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you? Have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable.
With no.
With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there. Especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life.
But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups, still without the underwire, to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
So, Dory, we received a voicemail from a listener that just warmed my heart so deeply.
Hey, Kat and Dory, this is Jess calling from Connecticut. I just wanted to say thank you guys for creating this podcast. And, you know, I was actually just reconnecting with a friend who I was, you know, a dumb early 20-year-old, and I like ghosted her for no reason. And now I'm, was thinking about how to grow my friend group and really thinking about her and how I was kind of an awful friend to her, you know, 10 plus years ago. And I reached out late last year, kind of inspired by the podcast and kind of the community you've created of just wonderful, amazing, and supportive women who, I think if I was to have asked you guys, should I reach out to her, you would have been like, yes, do it. What is there to lose? And so I kind of had your words in the back of my mind when I reached out to her late last year. And, you know, today we just met up at a bar and we had a couple beers and shared a pretzel, and it was so amazing. And, I felt like I was going to vomit on the way over, and I put on an episode of Forever 35, and it was kind of like you guys were pep talking me, kind of the whole way through the process. And so I just want to say thank you for inspiring me to reconnect with an old friend, and hopefully, if you were to play this on the podcast, it could inspire other people to kind of do the same thing, because you really don't have very much to lose. And so many people are so forgiving and so wonderful out there. It's hard to remember that sometimes when you have these little demon voices in our heads. Anyway, thank you guys. Love you guys. Love the podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye.
I love that.
I do too. Mm. I like that we were there with you.
Totally.
I also just want to say you're a real leader in this area, because I don't know if I would have the courage to reconnect with a friend that I ghosted. Yeah. I really admire you.
I would not either. I mean, I would
be peeing my pants.
And shared a pretzel.
Yeah. But what a great reminder that, like, yes, you're right. People are forgiving and understanding and oftentimes open to reconnecting in this way. So good on you.
You know, I just realized that I forgot to give the listener who called in about her skin a micellar water recommendation.
What would you say?
Well, so one of the ones that I really loved is Tarte. It's a little expensive. It's not a drugstore brand. You can get it at Sephora. I was just Googling Simple. I do like Simple's micellar water. It is not, it's sort of like in that gray area of cruelty free, where I believe they are cruelty free, but they're owned by Unilever,
I think.
Which, you know, has mostly non-cruelty free brands. So I guess I would look into that.
Okay. Well, I just looked up my number one favorite micellar water. Not cruelty free, according to Cruelty Free Kitty. So I'm not going to chime in right now. I'm going to figure that one out.
All right. Okay.
Changing focus.
Yeah. I was very interested in this email and subsequent voicemail.
They both make great points.
They do indeed.
Here's the email. Hi, Kat and Dor. I felt compelled to pause the pod today for a few thoughts on hobbies. What is a hobby, and why do we think we need one? We seem to culturally think of a hobby as a kind of extracurricular activity that we could add to our application for the College of Full Human Grownups. But another definition could be anything we habitually do for its own sake, or any of the ways in which we pass the time that are ends in themselves. We may grow from hobbies or have something to show for them, but that is not their primary purpose. They are, or could be, any form of intentional playing, a, parentheses, dare I say, radical way to bring light to our lives that is not necessary or remunerative or on display. One of my first remembered embarrassments in elementary school was feeling like I didn't have a hobby. We were going around the room, each kid identifying their special thing. Basketball, tap dancing, model airplanes. I don't actually know what else because I was panicking. Besides watching TV, playing pretend, reading, and going to school, I didn't participate in any organized activities as a young kid. I think my parents weren't really focused on it and didn't have the money at the time for things like soccer or ballet or whatever. I felt like there was something wrong with me. But we are not children anymore, and we have had years to learn how we like to spend our time. Now there's nothing for it but to dive in shamelessly to every pointless thing that brings us pleasure. Reading is a hobby. Horse admiration is a hobby. Staring out the window is a hobby. Making lists is a hobby. Gently patting serums into our skin is a hobby. Singing is a hobby, and it's nobody's business but our own. I will also say that for me, getting away from the old Instagram, I just also want to point out this wonderful listener wrote old OLDE instant Graham E.
I know.
I love that so much, listener. Really helped me reorient toward activities that I do just for myself and the people directly around me. I already tend to past tense and storify my experience in the world as I'm living, and I found that was accelerated by social media. Be here now, blah, blah, blah. Oh, God. I could like wrap this email around me as a baby blanket.
Yeah.
Loved everything you had to say. And I actually felt this way my whole life. I never had a hobby. I guess I did.
You did horseback.
I was
riding.
A horse girl, but I never had like the thing that defined me, you know, like I wasn't a dancer. I wasn't a this, I wasn't a that. And that was all like, I felt great shame about that as a kid.
But you didn't feel like you were a horse girl?
I don't know, Dory. Maybe horse girl wasn't cool.
Okay. All
right. I never was like, I'm a horse. I think maybe it was like by the time I got into like middle school and high school was also when I like stopped riding so I could go to the mall more. And then right. I picked it back up in high school. But like I never felt like I had a thing I was, quote, good at.
Hmm.
Now I know what I'm good at. And that's podcasting.
Yep. You got an award for it.
I did. But that's not a hobby.
No.
It's anyway, a job. I freaking loved this message. But then...
But then counterpoint,
we got an amazing voicemail that I also loved that actually made me cry, which I had to text Dory about. So here it is.
Hi, Cameron. Meg calling from London. I am actually just had to pause the pod and calling you on my way to my ceramics class. And I just wanted to really advocate for finding something creative that you love, that's entirely your own and that you can do. For me, that was ceramics. No, Dory, you didn't like it so much, but for me, 2.5 hours a week where I can kind of mess about with clay and make what I want has been amazing. So find your thing, find your wondrous thing and create, and it'll be wonderful and you'll really enjoy it. Thank you so much for the pod. I love you both and I love listening to it. And please come to London. It would be amazing to have a live show in the UK. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
Find your wondrous thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you know, she's right. For me, it was not ceramics, but for her, it is.
And also, just, I don't know if I sound out of my mind, but the fact that someone in London called us walking like on the street. Like you could hear her breathing and hear the air and like was on their way to the ceramic. I got so moved. I started crying. I loved both of these messages. I just feel like you both make such wonderful points. And I actually think you're both making the same point.
Oh,
because the emailer also says like, now they say there's nothing for it but to dive in shamelessly to every pointless thing that brings us pleasure.
Yes.
That is the same.
Find joy.
Oh, man, I'm emo today. Anyway, listeners, you're just the best. Let's take a break so I can wipe my eyes.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters. And then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs. Oh. Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. I mean, you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
So you may recall we talked on a previous mini episode titled Protect Your Heart about a listener whose partner like basically was not sure they wanted to be with them anymore.
And made her like interview for the part of being
his long-term girlfriend. Yeah. And we received a lot of messages about this. So we wanted to share a couple of them. One person wrote, oof, just finished this app and the letter about the long-term relationship could have been from me about 5 years ago. I dated someone from 18 to 28 and at the time I thought he was the person for life. It took me a solid year to realize I needed to end the relationship, but I did eventually end it. It took another several years for me to really see that as the right decision and to have enough post-breakup time, life experience, therapy, and interactions with the long-term ex to articulate why it was the right choice. I'm now certain it was. At the time of the breakup, it absolutely felt like he's the one for me, but he doesn't know if I'm the one for him. My therapist has helped me understand that it was a relationship that felt comfortable and familiar, but it wasn't actually fulfilling. So it felt both comfortable in some ways and stifling in other ways. The mantra that helped me get through the breakup was one that my best friend gave me. Her mother used to say to her, "Who takes care of you? You take care of you." I took care of myself by going through with the breakup and by going to therapy to figure out why that decision made sense for me. If I had to sum it up for my younger self, I'd say the things you want from your relationship but maybe feel you can't realistically expect from another person, you absolutely can have those things. Maybe the perfect partner won't look like you expect them to or won't love the music or the food you love or whatever it is you think is on your list. But your future partner will absolutely give you all the emotional support, validation, encouragement, and vulnerability you're dreaming of. I wish the letter writer so much luck and peace and emotional support from herself, her friend circle, and whoever her destined partner is.
Did you mean to skip a paragraph?
I did. Okay. It just was long.
Just want to make sure. Yes.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. Loved it.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that this person got out of that relationship.
Uh-huh. That's like my feeling at every single one of these. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, you did it.
Yep. Anyway. All right. Dear Kate and Dory, I'm writing about the listener in mini episode 89, Protect Your Heart, who is at a crossroads in her long-term romantic relationship. While there were many red flags in her situation, the part with him interviewing her about her long-term goals struck me right in the feels. At the end of our relationship, my former partner challenged me on every aspect of my being. He asked me to account for how much longer my grad program would take, how long it would be until I got a real job. When I began exercising to distract myself from our disintegrating relationship, he demanded to know my fitness goals in order to confirm that I was actually taking my tasks seriously. There was one night we ran together, and it honestly felt like I had to keep up with him to save our relationship. Dear listener, please don't put yourself through this any longer. Like Kate and Dory said, protect your heart, make a decision yourself rather than leaving it up to him. Whatever you can do to focus on yourself and what you want will help clear the fog of his ambivalence. Good luck. We are all rooting for you. Sincerely, been there, don't do that.
Best sign off
ever. Best sign off ever.
Been there, don't do that.
Yeah.
And we also had a person chime in over voicemail.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I just really wanted to respond to your the episode that you just recently had, Protect Your Heart, your mini-sode, just to the listener who was talking about just that crossroad in their relationship. And I just really, really wanted to respond. I was so compelled. This is my first time calling in. But I was just compelled because I feel like I was just recently, just within the past few weeks, coming out of a similar relationship, similar circumstance. I was with my partner for about 5 years then, and I feel like I started to notice that there were a lot of signs that this person, you know, didn't feel as strongly as of late. I just feel like they were sending mixed signals and kind of, yeah, I loved what you guys said about just not being certain. And I feel like I wasn't getting the vibe that they were certain. And I had a lot of goals. I wanted, you know, to get married and I wanted to, you know, move in together. I wanted to take those big steps and they just weren't there. And I think I felt bad for me not being there and them not being there. But I just really love, I feel like almost like the episode was for me too, just making me feel like I made the right choice, to leave that relationship, that if they weren't certain, then I should, that somebody will be certain. And so I just want to like reach out to the listener too and say, I feel ya, and I'm with you in the same boat. So it's not easy. It's really hard. But anyways, thank you so much for the podcast. It means a lot. You guys are like my best friends that I've never actually met. But anyways, thank you guys so much. Bye.
Mm. I mean, what's funny is that you listeners are like our best friends that we've never met.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways.
Totally.
I mean, again, I just felt like there was such a groundswell.
Yes.
Of support for this original emailer. People have been in your shoes. They see you and they support you. And I feel like the biggest message coming through is that like you do deserve someone who is solidly 110% there.
Please keep us posted.
Keep us posted. We're thinking of you.
We are.
We really are. And so clearly are so many of our listeners. So we got your back. Well, Dory.
Yes,
should we say goodbye for today?
I think let's say goodbye.
All right. We will talk to you all next week.
Bye.